Well, the decider in the NBL, it's game five. It's split at two games all. We're in Sydney at the Qdos Arena. It looks pretty much packed. A good atmosphere there. The Sydney Kings take on the New Zealand Breakers, and it's the Breakers who lead in the second quarter by 32 points to 26. At one stage, I think it got out to about an 11-point lead, but the Kings, who are the favourites, you think, at home, are starting to just claw that deficit back a fraction. 32-26 will keep you up to date with that. There's a game of cricket being played at the WACA. WA already into the Sheffield Shield final, and they will host it on the 23rd of March. But Victoria have had the better of them in this encounter. Victoria made 298 in their first innings in reply to WA's poor total of 122, and WA in their second time at bat now are 2 for 79. Bancroft is 26 not out, and Hilton Cartwright is 34 not out. The men to go: Sam Whiteman for no score, and Teague Wiley out for 16. And certainly looking at Victoria's batting performance, a great knock there by Marcus Harris. He made 84, Matt Short 82. And Campbell Kellaway made 64. The best of the bowlers for the Warriors, Cameron Gannon, who took 4 for 93 off his 23 overs. As we know, Fremantle take on St Kilda in the last game of round one on Sunday at Marvel Stadium. And this is what Ross Lyon, the new Saints coach, had to say about the Saints list.
We need more young key position. We've got some really tough insiders. We need more leg speed and skill on the outside. So really simply build capability, right? But we've got Windhager and Owens, so Phillip, who's really exciting. Mm. But by virtue of a path we went down as a club to become competitive and not really go to the draft over three or four drafts, it's put the list under some pressure, but it's still debatable where that's at. Everyone wants to talk about the list,
yeah.
But that's a probability mindset. I'm a possibility mindset. It was all about the list. I wouldn't have walked through the door.
There he goes. He speaks it as it is. Ross Lyon, one thing that he's good about is that he's good to listen to, and I think we'll have some very interesting press conferences during the course of the year. Ross Lyon there ahead of St Kilda's match against Fremantle. Of course, Freo Dockers membership, you can save $60 with a six-game pass today. Yes, you can. A six-game pass is the best way to catch Freo footy live this season. And the Purple Army certainly will be out in force come next weekend when they play back here at Optus Stadium. We're very spoilt next weekend because we've got both the Eagles and the Dockers here. Both teams, as we know, playing away this weekend because Ed Sheeran put paid to that with his concert of 72,000 earlier in the week. Joel Corey, who was an absolute legend, 276 games over about 13 years at the Geelong Footy Club, three-time premiership player, and what he's picked up with all his knowledge and experience, he's brought down to the Port. Back again in Perth. He's been here for a couple of years now, and he joins us on the program, of course, the midfield coach at the Dockers. Joel, thanks for your time.
No worries, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always great, isn't it? Here we are. It all starts tomorrow night, the AFL season. Some people say it's always hard to get through a pre-season. You as a player, how did you find pre-season, particularly in the latter stages of your career?
I found a way to enjoy it. I enjoy getting fit. I tended to take it a day at a time. If I looked too far ahead, it sort of did get on top of me. So, yeah, just taking each day as it comes and getting to this point with the anticipation of this season, on the eve of the season, it was a great feeling.
What's the feeling inside the camp? Nothing like first round, first game. Everybody's up. Everybody's excited. There's anticipation. There's expectation. How can you surmise what's happening down at Fremantle ahead of your trip to Marvel on Sunday?
Well, the players have been working extremely hard over the pre-season, so it's just great to get to this point. Looking forward to seeing what our best looks like. Obviously, having the challenge of coming up against a different opponent each week. So when you're a player, you love challenges, and round one has that different kind of feel to it. So it's just another challenge that we're looking forward to meeting.
Well, you're the midfield coach. We've seen the growth of Andrew Brayshaw and Caleb Sarong. They've been rewarded this year with sharing the vice captaincy. You must be excited about the midfield that's been assembled and what it could possibly produce this year.
Yeah, as a group, we're growing. The two mentioned have just been growing their game over the last few years, and not only their game that we're watching week to week, but they're growing their leadership. So it's a big pat on the back for those two for what they've been doing. So, but overall, nothing seems to change in respect of they'll go out there, do their thing, and help their teammates as well.
You're a consistent, hard-running midfielder. No doubt you have installed that through the coaching sphere into your midfield players. How would you rate, because you were part of some brilliant midfields at the Geelong Footy Club, how do you rate this one currently at Fremantle, and where can it go?
Well, I think it's a little bit unfair with Geelong's, when we're talking about that group. They've got their full body of work that you can look at. At the moment, this Freo crew are building. They've got great quality. They've got really high work ethic, and they've got a real drive for excellence. So the Freo family should be very proud of it at the moment, but they're certainly building and looking to achieve something special.
Certainly very impressed with Hayden Young last year. His ability in the back third was outstanding, and he showed that he could become an outright champion player in years to come for the Fremantle Football Club. Is there a chance that he could spend some time in the midfield this season?
Hayden's a quality player. He does a lot of things extremely well when he's learning his backline craft, and he's taking his games to new levels every time he seems to play. In terms of playing through the midfield, you never say never. He's done most of his work in the back line this pre-season, but as the game grows and more experience you get, it may new challenges and new roles come up. So never say never, but I think you'll find him in the back line at the moment.
What about when it comes to training there at Cockburn? How do you use Nat Fyfe? Does he spend a bit of time with you, or is he spending a bit more time with the forward group?
I spent majority of the time with the forward group, but we continually have conversations. And Fifey's been a champion midfielder for a very long time, so you don't just lose that. He could find himself in there throughout the course of the year. It's quite a long year. He's still got the ability to be able to handle that role. But over the pre-season, he predominantly just grown his forward role.
You're a great contributor when you played as an inside or outside player when it came to gaining possession of the ball. How much has the science of playing in the midfield changed, even from the time that you decided to hang up the boots, which was only, around about just under 10 years ago? I think you retired right about 2013.
Look, the game's always evolving. There's different little aspects to it. Stuff that I wouldn't have thought possible that the players do these days. So the game's evolving. We're exploring new ground. Every time we go out in the training track, every time we go out in the ground, on the ground. So,
So when you look at St Kilda, they're talking about they're really undermanned. They've got 14 reportedly injuries. I gather, when you've got Ross Lyon, who certainly has got some heritage now at the Fremantle Football Club, but adds another interesting twist to the dynamics of this game on Sunday. What's the general feeling to take on St Kilda, who many expect Fremantle to win?
Oh, well, you never know, do you? They may have a couple out, but they've certainly got some quality players throughout across the line. So we'll need to do what we do well to actually be in the game, and hopefully we can do it consistently enough to ultimately win the game.
And no doubt you're enjoying your role. Would you like to stay in coaching going forward? Is this a role you'd like to maybe make full-time and maybe even grow to become a head coach in time, Joel Corey?
I certainly enjoy the role. I like the aspect of helping players be the best player that they can be, and I certainly enjoy high performance. So I've said it a few times while speaking, you never say never of things, but at the moment just really trying to get the best out of this midfield group.
Is it true when you were younger you were pretty good at baseball and you had to make a choice between baseball and footy?
No, I wasn't much of a choice. I really enjoyed playing baseball. I couldn't say that I was overly good, but I certainly enjoyed playing it.
I know you enjoy your surfing as well. Do you still get the board out every now and then?
I'm not too much of late. I've got two young kids, so they take up a fair bit of time, but hopefully as they grow up, I can head out with them and explore that space again.
Good stuff. Thanks for joining us, Joel. Good luck for the big game on Sunday. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Joel Corey, the Fremantle Dockers assistant coach, is the midfield coach. Of course, don't forget the Freo Dockers membership. Save $60 with a six-game pass today. It's the best way to catch Freo footy live this season. We're going to go to India next and talk cricket with Bharat Sundaresan, our SEN cricket expert. He's in India. He's just seen the four-test series. There's plenty more cricket happening on the subcontinent. We've got ODI. Steve Smith will be the captain of that in the absence of Pat Cummings. And we've got the IPL starting at the end of the month. Cam Green, the big attraction, of course, earning over $3 million to take part in the IPL. That's coming up next here on Sports Day.